going to speak in general in the beginning. There are several of you that are meeting a new guide, a new guidepost, a new symbolic gesture. So let me explain this, because this happens quite often in my little world. They're saying elevator going up. In other words, as you will permit yourself to go higher in your like everyday life, as you will permit yourself to receive, as you will permit yourself to allow like a new focus, a new tendency, a new vibrational swing and occurrence, you're going to realize that you've already been imported. I'm going to say like, oh gosh, now I've got three, now I have four. Everyone's higher self is joining, like why not? Let's just party. One person has Isis, so Isis is joining us today. So again, they want me to go back to my beginning message. What you want to look for is extreme measures of kindness. In other words, as you will stop believing in your mind, your thinking mind, like I gotta do this, I gotta do that, like just that normal focus, you're gonna realize that you're already higher. And as you will sort of just pay attention to what you're noticing, pay attention to what's occurring, pay attention to what's being shown to you, you have opportunity of advancement. An example is you may find you're being led to do things out of sequence. So be open to like your daily routine if you suddenly find a shift, because they're trying to open up and expand you into new capacity, into new allowance. There are so many in our group that are having this occurrence that it's really a general message for everyone to really understand what's possible in our day. It's not a typical linear life. There is no such thing. There really has never been, but we have access to this preview. We have access to these this ability. As we will, it's almost like allowing yourself to be guided rather than just following just like a normal, like just another day, just like an assembly line, just another day. Forget about that and open up to your new commitment, and you're going to notice that spirit's going to restructure your day. You're going to do things out of normal sequence, and it's going to be tremendously valuable because they're really helping you to hear your higher self, your higher truth. And you're just going to find a lot of things shifting, really, like things you eat, things you focus on, things you pay attention to. It's almost like you're creating a new life out of your new vibe, your new vibration. And it's here to stay. So they're trying to, it's sort of, I don't know who it is, but I literally have three, and I think there are only five of us today, so three out of five. And everyone else, it's a message for all, really. So what they're sharing, however, is sort of like you're noticing, and it's sort of like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And then you're going back to your linear mind, like, I want to do this. I got to accomplish this. Open up for correction. Open up for allowance. Open up for, they're saying dismiss of value, but to really dismiss the old occurrence, the old structure. It's sort of like, you're moving into a new format, so you want to follow the tour guide. You want to follow like, okay, this is how we do it in this level, in this frequency. They're saying stay tuned to more for more. But anyway, they just wanted to share that. All right, so now we will begin. One moment, please. Indeed, we are bringing forth information, yes. Now, as we bring it forth, we establish a new program, we establish a new witnessing, we establish a new formality as such, because we're coming to you in the ethers, we are coming to you in the new allowance, we are coming to you in higher channels of truth. And as you will receive, as you will allow, as you will permit, you are going to realize that in fact you exist in these higher levels, you exist in this higher alchemy, you exist in this higher attunement of love, because this is what we are searching. We are searching searching for those ready to bring themselves the awareness of love. Now, love permits you a transference of occurrence. Love permits you an allowance, because what you are shuffling through and trying to complete in a linear format can be completed quite effortlessly, yes, as you align yourself with the new vibration, with the new allowance. And so this is what we are seeking. We are seeking to bring you the good times. We are seeking for you to notice the flower, to notice the sunshine, to notice the new vibration, because this is going to take you much higher than any of this footwork in the lower existence could possibly claim for you. Understand? And this is the idea of the message that was brought forth, and this is the idea of the channeling for you today, is to allow yourselves liftoff, allow yourselves freedom, allow yourselves the allowance of your new world, your new world order, as you will establish it, because you are creating your new allowance. You are creating your new focus. And as the energies come through, as the energies are brought forth, it is for you to arrive, dear ones. It is for you to enjoy your new alchemy, enjoy your new existence, because it is a new life on earth, as you will permit yourselves to live and breathe in this new extension, in this new reality, in this new understanding. So the equations that are coming, the light language that is coming, the energies that are offering you permission to receive. So you're saying, what is going on? How do I receive this? You receive through your heart, dear ones. You receive and allow to channel communication of love, the allowance of love, to remind you of your holiness. You are not receiving anything, of course. That is not you already. You are simply realizing you are permitting yourself to embody grace, embody love, embody the remembrance that is beyond time. And this is what we were explaining in the beginning. You are restructuring time. You had a certain agenda, and you understood how long things were going to take in this linear format. And so now, as you are rearranging the drawing board, you were maybe putting this there and this there and just eliminating that one completely, you see? Now you have a different framework. You have a different opportunity. You have a different equation that you are operating under, because again, the laws of the past no longer are permitted. They are no longer needed. They are no longer applicable for one that is operating out of this new sequence. And so as you receive the light, as you receive the codes of the new understanding of truth, we ask you to allow yourselves to permit yourselves to go beyond. Go beyond normal occurrence. Go beyond normal forecast. Go beyond normal thinking. Because what is thinking? Yes, it is thinking of the egoic as a stream. It is endless. Yes, it is endless. And so you are recognizing, dear ones, that you are the masters. You are the ones that are bringing in the new requirement. And you do this as you allow the restructuring, as you allow yourselves to be done. Imagine working on a puzzle. You've been working on it day after day. You are halfway done. And then you suddenly realize, you know what? Instead of doing a puzzle, I realize I can go out and play. This is what's going to be happening, is you're going to be midstream. You're going to be three quarters done. You're going to be like, I've been working very hard to complete this. This has been a very important objective of mine. And suddenly you're spinning into a new timeline when it is somewhat irrelevant whether it is completed at all. Because what was the point? Yes, the point was to advance, to make better, to make yourselves ready for this new adventure. And what if we say time is up and the adventure is in the here now? Can you receive that? Can you allow? Can you drop everything and come with me? Imagine you were in school, you were working very hard in your desk, and the teacher says, okay, we are now going on a field trip. Would you say, no, I will give up going to that field trip and enjoying myself because I have a task and you know it must be completed. I must get my work done. I must finish everything on my desk at the end of the day. Can you imagine? And the bus goes and all the children are laughing and happy and joyous and free, and this one child stays to complete the task. Do you see? Do you see? So this is the tunnel vision. Your mind, your linear mind, is keeping you in tunnel vision of circumstances that past dictate. And this is where we are allowing adult. We are allowing you to remove yourself from that course of conduct. You have someone that is studying very hard, going through the system. But do you notice the young ones now? They are becoming these YouTube graduates, and they are showing how to manifest in extreme pleasure and delight without the normal chain of command, without the need to struggle the 40, 60, 80 hours a week at work to bring in the golden coins. They are bringing in advanced consciousness, and they are showing a new approach, and they are you, dear ones. They are the arrival of the new energies, and it is for you to take note and receive this out of time sequence, dear ones. Receive yourselves out of time. Receive, dear ones, receive. And so they're asking us to permit ourselves to just elongate the allowance, allow ourselves the breath of a new occurrence, a new life, where anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Beliefs we were holding on were purposeful for an old energy, an old frequency. But now we have arrived as new creatures in Christ, in the Christ energies of the new understanding of self. And so anything is possible. Breathe that in, dear ones. Breathe that in. Allow. Receive. Receive on behalf of all those that you will bring to good working order, because your vibration will speak for itself. You will journey and offer the benefits, the tools of the trade. Here is the new book, here is the new cake, whatever it is your way of service. But what you are serving with is your light, with your vibration, with your knowing, and that is to be received. So receive in gladness. And so it is. Ah, so beautiful. So many opportunities. So let us begin. We will start with Kim and see how we can be of further blessings. She may not be there. I don't think I've ever called in her purse. Let's see what happens.
I'm here. I'm on the couch laying down.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, so funny. Let me just fix this computer.
Okay.
So I can see you the right way.
Okie dokie. Right.
And yeah, what's funny is I was thinking, as you were talking, like, wow, that went quick. Your opening went quick, but it was so powerful. It was just got me. Like they were talking right to me. Like,
so
relate.
Mm-hmm. They want to say something about that, which